And you thought it was bad that so many of us lost power for a few days after Sandy. Well, for everyone who put it in perspective, we know it wasn't bad. New York and New Jersey were out for weeks. But a newly declassified report warns a terror attack could cause even more damage to our power grid.
CBS News correspondent Barry Bagnato joins us to talk about a new study. Hi there, Barry.
Hi, Sean. How are you doing?
We're doing okay. Tell us about this study. How much risk are we at, really? What are the findings of this study?
Well, this is a panel from the National Research Council. This report was actually put together about 5 years ago, Sean, but it was held by the Department of Homeland Security until the National Research Council said, listen, a lot of these key findings are still valid. The public has a right to know them, so let's release this report. And the department agreed. Basically, what they're saying is that the power grid system is so vulnerable that a well-coordinated attack by knowledgeable terrorists could knock out power to several states for a number of months and cost the nation hundreds of billions of dollars in economic damage. The report just doesn't stop there, though. It makes a number of recommendations on how the nation could deal with that type of attack and things that have to be done to make sure the power is restored quickly.
Well, what sort of fixes are they talking about, Barry?
Well, a number of things, Hillary. First of all, they want to concentrate on high-voltage transformers. They seem to be extremely concerned about these. They're all over, of course. They're very large, difficult to move. They're custom-built, difficult to replace, and most are no longer made in the United States. The panel would like to see the development of a simpler, temporary transformer, and they want them stockpiled so that they could be moved around the country quickly to get the power back on rapidly. They also want to see increased security measures. They think a lot of these transformers are not secured enough to keep them away from terrorists. They want more fencing put around, and they want employees, both current and future employees of power companies, to undergo more security checks to make sure that it isn't an inside job.
How long would all this take, and how much would it cost?
Well, that's a very good question, Sean. They did not come up with cost figures. They basically are saying that it's up to the Department of Homeland Security to come up with an estimate and also to bring in states, to bring in private entities to make it as cost-effective as possible. But the clear warning in this study is that if measures are not taken and there is a terrorist attack, the cost to the nation will be much greater than the price we would put into this investment.
Okay, CBS News correspondent Barry Bagnato. Thanks so much, Barry.